First, on this report from CBS, we've seen it floated the suggestion that the president, in retaliation for what he sees as an uncooperative paper tiger NATO, may be moving troops around in NATO countries where they're deployed. But moving 5,000 troops from Germany, if he were to follow through, what signal does it send?
I mean, certainly, I think this is tied up not just in frustration over NATO, although I think that is very, very real. But I suspect that this is even more personal and goes back to the chancellor's comments the other day that the president doesn't really have a plan when it comes to the conflict in Iran, which the Europeans have generally found to be an ill-advised undertaking from the beginning.
Well, and it wasn't just the lack of a plan. Friedrich Merz outright called it humiliation that he thinks the U.S. is experiencing at the hands of not even Iran negotiating, but skillfully not negotiating, to paraphrase his words. And I wonder if you think that is actually a fair assessment, Jen.
So, first of all, that was somewhat of a hot mic moment. Those statements were made to a room full of students, always a dangerous audience, and probably ill-advised in that it really escalated what already was perhaps a difficult relationship. President Trump has been skeptical about Germany since the first administration. That being said, I think the Europeans have a point here. We have heard, you know, going back to the beginning of the conflict, we have heard every justification from regime change to protection of Iranian civilians to degradation of the missile and drone program to now where we've settled, you know, largely on reopening a strait that was open 60 days ago and degradation of the nuclear program. I think the Europeans feel like they've been drug into this and are bearing arguably more consequences from it economically than even the United States is at this point. And so their frustration is real.